House Bill 1009.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Chris Nelson. This bill, the title may certainly seem familiar to you. It deals with the election procedures in special districts.
Thank you.
And we have dealt with this issue a number of years. The past bills that we have dealt with have all dealt with the process, the election process for forming special districts, road districts, fire districts, ambulance districts, etc. This bill moves to the next phase as we've done our analysis of the election process, trying to find problems with the election code. This deals with the elections for the Board of Trustees in subsequent years. Once this district is up and running, how do you do those elections? Sections 1 and 2 deal with road districts. And under current law, it says road districts will conduct their elections under the Municipal Election Code. In other words, you open up a polling place from 8 in the morning till 7 at night. Well, typically these road districts don't have a whole lot of people in them. They're more like a township. And so we think it's more appropriate that we use township election law, which is 8-3, instead of municipal election law. They call a meeting, the people in that small area come together, they hold their meeting, they do their election, and they're done, instead of holding a poll open all day long for a handful of people to come and vote. And so sections 1 and 2 do that. Sections 3 and 5, that deals with the petition that's necessary, and this does go back to the formation of these special districts, ambulance and fire districts. If a municipality is to be included in one of those districts, it clarifies that a separate petition from the people within that municipality has to be filed. It can't be included in the petition that is circulated in the rural areas. And the reason for that is there are different requirements to sign the one in town versus the one out in the rural areas. And so the only way for the auditor who is dealing with these petitions when they come in, they really need to be a separate petition. Sections 4 and 6, and these deal with ambulance and fire districts. In the current code, it says nowhere does it say when they're supposed to do an election. And so this we're simply putting in, you're going to do your election at your annual meeting, and there is a provision for their annual meeting. Section 7 and 8 clarify, and these are for water project districts, clarify exactly who votes in those particular elections. And Section 9, and this again kind of amazed us as we were looking at this, for these special districts, if there's a vacancy on one of those boards, there's no statutory provision to appoint somebody to fill the vacancy. And so in Section 9, we're simply adding a statement to the normal section of code on filling vacancies that they can, in fact, do that in one of these special districts. Be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions or Chris on House Bill 1009? Any questions?
Yes, Chris.
Yes.
May I?
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. In some of these special elections, is there anywhere that differentiates as far as who can vote, whether it's a renter or owner?
Most, it depends on the type of district. In most cases, it's going to be a registered voter who's a resident there.
Right.
But not in all cases. It depends on the type of district, and I've got a...
I think I was referring to basically, and I never had a chance to say so, it would be water and sewer districts as opposed to road and that type of...
Okay, in a road district and in a sanitary district, registered voters who are residents there. In a watershed district, there it's just landowners. In a water project district, it's registered voters. For the most part, it's registered voters.
Thank you.
Are there further questions? Are there other proponents of House Bill 1009? Proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents to 1009? I will close public testimony and ask for disposition of House Bill 1009. Senator Hagan? It's been moved. Do pass. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Dietrich. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, all of those in favor of do pass on House Bill 1009, indicate by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Hagan?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. Motion carried. You were reading. Go ahead, Senator Reedy. Is there a second?
Yes.
There's a second, Senator Dietrich. Anyone object to putting 1009 on the consent calendar? Seeing no objection, it will be put on the consent calendar.